You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We bring on Patrick Everson of Vegas Insider, their senior reporter. We've been trying to figure this out, Patrick, all show long, and everybody kind of has a different opinion because it's such a unique game and a unique situation. This Sunday, with obviously Deshaun Watson making his debut for Cleveland, right now the Browns head into Houston as 7-point favorites, but you've got all of the emotion and all the other aspects of, you know, he hasn't played in a year and a half. The fans are going to get, maybe, could they get in his head? There's a million ways you could convince yourself to go one way or the other. How are you handicapping this game and how do you view it right now?
Well, I'm not doing a lot of handicapping on it, but I am getting, you know, some, look, I think it's a total stay away. If you want my opinion, I think that Deshaun Watson's been out way too long to, you know, make heads or tails of exactly what he does for this team come Sunday, let alone going back to Houston to have to do it. It's a fascinating game, but what I will tell you with one odds maker with pretty up to date splits on this game. And again, it's early in the week and I convey this to all the fine hosts of the show each week is whenever we're talking about things on a Tuesday night, it's a limited amount of money in the pot. The game could completely get turned on its head by even one significant wager, which we seem to see a lot of these lately, whether it's with BetMGM or elsewhere. And in this case, one odds maker's already got tickets 5-1 and money 9-1 in the early going on the Browns on the spread. So I think that's kind of fascinating. I'm going to guess, like I said, that I know it's a pretty small pot, but I'm kind of surprised that it's, kind of that overwhelming early on in the situation like this, where I just think you don't know enough about exactly what Deshaun Watson is. You know, I think next week would be seeing him play and then taking your cues from that next week seems to me like a better idea.
Yeah, that is a fascinating game. Pat, I want to talk to you about Monday Night Football, Saints and Bucks, because the line movement in this game has been fascinating, too. Opened at 6 when Tampa was favored. Now it's all the way down to 3.5. Been a ton of Saints steam that has come in. We know since Brady's been in Tampa, the Saints have really always played the Bucks well. You think there's any chance that this game can get down to 3 at any point, or do you think it would go back up towards like 4, 4.5?
Absolutely fair question. Look, we're sitting 3.5 already and it's only Tuesday. So I don't think you can discount that it possibly gets to 3. It seems like this is, 3.5 seems like it ought to be a resistance point in this game, PJ. And I think it will be, but this has been sharp money on the underdog literally from the get go. There's an odds maker I speak with, as I allude to you and your peers on BetMGM tonight, every week. I talk every Sunday night with this odds maker. And so I'm getting a consistent message, and he said, we took sharp money on the dog right out of the gate. And that was when they opened at 6.5, went down to 6 right away. And as you've noted over the last couple of days, now we're down all the way down to 3.5. I just think people are more and more underwhelmed with the Bucks, and the numbers can back it up. Look, they're 2-4 straight up in their last 6 games, and they're 1-7-1 against the spread in their last 9. They don't cover. They're not winning lately, and they haven't covered in 2 months, basically. Wow. One game. So, I think at some point even the public works its way past that and is not going to bet on Tom Brady. I don't know. It's Monday night. It's prime time. It's standalone game. There's certainly going to be plenty of activity on this game, and people are probably going to have a hard time pulling the trigger on the red rifle. so it could still be a situation where they're going to need, where they're going to need the Saints in this game. I will tell you that, with one odds maker that's got more updated numbers, it's pretty good two-way play at this point. So there's definitely sharp money coming in on the Saints. I can tell you that. There's no question about that. But just in general, with one odds maker at this point, as we speak on Tuesday night, 61% of spread tickets on the Buccaneers, sort of shows perhaps a public lean, but money is almost dead even.
The Dolphins have another chance to make a statement against the 49ers this week. And you know how the NFL is. Like, they made their statements, but at the same time, it's what have you done for me lately? Because everybody will still sit there. Mm-hmm. And if they play horribly against the 49ers, the narrative's going to change around them. The Dolphins have the 6th best odds at BetMGM to win the Super Bowl. Now, I know we got a lot of season obviously left to go. But when you look at those, you look at those odds right now, if they beat the 49ers, is this the time, if you like the Dolphins and you don't have a ticket on them to win the Super Bowl already, is this the time to jump on that 12-1, just given the fact that if they do win as four-point dogs heading into Santa Clara, that number is obviously going to shorten and you're going to lose some value on that ticket?
Yeah, I think the time is ahead of the weekend, yeah. And I may even do it myself. I might shop around a little bit, see if I can do a little bit better than that, and everybody else should too. But yes, I think this is the time. I mean, this might be the quasi, not so much anymore, not as much as they were maybe a couple of weeks ago, 3-4 weeks ago, but the quasi under the radar team, whereas San Francisco is quickly becoming the sexier and sexier pick, third on the odds board at many spots this week. I think they were even second for a little bit. There's been some flip-flopping going around near the top, but San Francisco's definitely been a sexy pick, Nick. And the odds maker I spoke with on Sunday night said, look, this is going to be, first off, one of the better games this weekend, no question. We'll definitely draw some good handle. And he noted this book particular opened at 4.5. And it was one way, he said, one way traffic on the Dolphins right out of the gate. And they went down to 3.5 in a hurry, literally on Sunday night. So he said, however, he's not surprised with that because the Dolphins are a popular bet because they're a fun team to watch and they can put up points, which kind of goes hand in hand. If you can put up points, you're a fun team to watch. If you're a fun team to watch, well, you're probably putting up points. He thinks they might actually end up, and I thought this was fascinating, might end up needing San Fran by the time this game kicks off. And the reason I find that fascinating is because, as I noted, San Fran is quickly becoming kind of a flavor of the month in the Super Bowl odds market, even though they're only 7-4 and they've got several teams in front of them record-wise. They've only got one or two teams, basically the Bills and the Chiefs, in front of them on the odds board. So them needing if they end up needing the Niners, I think that would be fascinating. And they might. I mean, I'm looking again with another odds maker who regularly updates the splits throughout the week on these games. Early tickets, 3-1 plus early money, 2-1 on the Dolphins on the road against a Niners team that's won 4 in a row.
Fascinating stuff. Pat, you know, this Commanders-Giants game, I could see being a pros versus Joes game. And it reminds me of a couple games we've seen the last couple weeks, Dallas at Minnesota, Cincinnati against the Titans last week. Washington's a small road favorite where probably a lot of people are going to get tricked into taking the Giants as home dogs. Do you see this game as the Sharps probably are going to like the Commanders in this spot?
I think they might. That's a really good question because the Commanders are becoming a little bit more public too.
They are...
They look good. They're fun to watch. I mean, I know that the record's not great, but it's not. Everybody in the NFC East is above 500, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm not positive, but I think at the moment, wouldn't all four of those teams potentially make the playoffs?
They would, yep.
That's just incredible. No, I mean, the Commanders are a fun team to watch. I mean, they're getting a little bit of public love in their own right. And I know they've been, they were for a couple of books, including BetMGM, I believe, they were a bad result on Sunday, no question. I know that Jason Scott, vice president of trading for BetMGM, he told me Sunday morning before that game kicked off that they needed Atlanta in that game. So, there may have been some sharp play on Commanders, but there was definitely public play as well. You may be right. I mean, seeing the Giants at home getting points, I mean, to me, it's attractive. I think the Giants are going to win that game outright. I think they need that game, you know. I might dabble in the money line on that. But this is with one odds maker right now, literally, again, updated within the last 10 minutes or so probably. It's totally two-way action. A modest lean to the Giants on tickets and money, but basically a really good two-way game as we look at this on Tuesday night.
Talking to Patrick Everson here on BetMGM tonight. Hey, PJ and I were talking about this earlier, because we know we have to wait till the end of the week. What do you think the props market is going to look like for Aaron Rodgers' numbers if he does play? Because like he said yesterday or today, whatever it was, on Pat McAfee's show that the scans were good and he's probably going to play. I mean, he's just so banged up. I feel like those numbers are going to be really low.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. All we can do is speculate, but yeah. I would guess they'll be low. I mean, yeah, and maybe they'll even be less inclined. Maybe they won't have quite as robust as many Rodgers props. I mean, obviously you're going to have, you know, passing yards and over under on touchdowns or what have you. But yeah, it's, I mean, look, Rodgers and, you know, Ryan, you know, Matt Ryan didn't really impress me last night, and Rodgers hasn't been impressive, and he's dinged up. And, you know, my Broncos with Russ Wilson, I almost wonder whether all three of those guys are just done.
Yeah.
But we'll see. But yeah, I think it's a really good point. And maybe because of that, though, Nick, you'll get some value on that. Maybe, you know, maybe the numbers will be adjusted to a point where you're like, okay, maybe I should take the over, you know, maybe he's due for something good, but I just don't see it happening. I mean, it's just, he's too dinged up, and that team is just not good, as we've seen over these last several weeks.
Yeah, they are not good.
I want to see Jordan Love play so bad. I really would love to see him get out there and get a start after all this.
I would too. Pat, I want to talk to you about college football because it is championship week. I want to know, do you think USC or TCU is going to be a more public play this week?
Well, I can tell you with at least one odds maker, USC is a very public play. The largest reported bet of football season, NFL or college, has come in on USC. And it was like 900,000 plus.
Wow, that is Nick Ashew money right there. Crazy.
Monster bet. And I believe it was USC money line. So, you know, and it's a short number. So it's not like it's a, not like they're laying, you know, heavy juice on the money line there, but just a massive, massive bet. It's 900,000 plus. So, and I don't, you know, that's a high roller play for sure. And it's not to say that the bettor doesn't know college football or understand what they're doing. I'm sure they do to a strong extent if you're throwing around that kind of money, but I don't think it's considered necessarily a sharp play. I think USC will be the public side on this. The odds maker, one odds maker who I speak with every week for the college report that I do that updates throughout the week on Vegas Insider, but for the initial posting of this report, the Trojans opened 1.5 and they got to 3 pretty quickly by Monday. And spread tickets were 2-1 and money was 3-1 in USC. And this odds maker said the public and sharps both backing USC early on. And he said USC money line, and this is as of Monday, was already 8-1 tickets and 11-1 money. So at least early, it looks like they're back in USC pretty good in this game. And again, like I said, there's just that one absolutely massive wager. I mean, I could buy 2 or 3 houses with that. I mean, there's all sorts of things you could do. I just, you know, it's a little unfathomable to a degree, but even the everyday players, you know, are still, when tickets and money are running that way, that's not so out of whack. 2-1, 3-1. It's significant, but it's not way out of whack by like a $900,000 wager. It's clear that people are kind of lining up on the Trojans, at least early in the week.
Yeah, see, it's always those guys. They do it and they ruin it for everybody else. You change the lines with your big bets and you give all of us no shot after that. He's Patrick Everson, Vegas Insider, senior reporter. Appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on with us.
Absolutely. You two have a great week. I appreciate you having me on.
Thanks, Pat.
I really do hope, like, looking at the way the college football playoff standings are right now, the way the rankings are, I really want to see USC up against Georgia. Like, the more and more I think about it, that USC offense against that Georgia defense, like, I really, that's the best defense in the country, one of the best offenses in the country. I just want to see, I think Georgia wins the game.
Yeah.
Because the USC defense is a problem. But I just want to see Caleb Williams go up against that defense.
No, I agree. And again, like Chase Kitty, who we interviewed earlier, alluded to, we've seen Lincoln Riley in the playoff before, and his teams have all done the same thing.
Yep.
They start incredibly slow. They give up a ton of points to the opposition, and they tend to get blown out. And like you said, Caleb Williams is going to be the best player on the field. I think he'll put up points, but Georgia's just, they're too good. Too good.
I think Georgia probably wins it again this year, if we're being honest.
I do too.